Our environment reporter, Carolyn Beeler, spent most of the winter on a research vessel in Antarctica. The ship carried about 24 scientists on a mission to study the region's melting glaciers. But the expedition required even more people than that just to keep the ship running. One of the crew was a cook, Jack Gilmore. Before this trip, he'd never even been on a plane.
I had the aisle seat, and they had two ladies next to me, and we started getting turbulence, and they just looked at me, and I was, like, clenching the armrest, and they were just like, "Are you okay?" And I was just like, "Yeah, this is my first flight. I'm trying to stay calm because I have no idea what's going on."
Antarctica is a pretty epic destination for your first time going abroad. And for Jack, it changed the way he sees his home city, New Orleans. Carolyn Beeler takes it from here.
Jack Gilmore's first trip outside the U.S. landed him here, in the ocean south of Chile, in the kitchen of a ship that's being tossed around by 20-foot waves.
Avocado down. Just hit you in the leg.
He's in his white chef's coat, chopping vegetables.
You have a very big knife.
Yes.
In a very tilty kitchen.
Yes.
How do you manage this?
I kind of just do it and just pray that I don't stab myself. And at all costs, I'll just drop the knife before I stab myself, though.
Every day, Jack and the head chef make lunch and dinner for nearly 60 of us on the Nathaniel B. Palmer. We're on a science mission to Thwaites Glacier, which is melting fast and could trigger 11 feet of sea level rise. Jack is from a city that's already mostly at or below sea level, New Orleans, and he wanted to bring a bit of his city onto the ship.
It was my goal to bring home with me shrimp etouffee, fried chicken, chicken and sausage gumbo, a seafood gumbo. Oh yeah, we did po' boys one day. That was an exciting day.
His city's signature sandwich, made on New Orleans French bread. The food's new to lots of the scientists in the ship's galley, where the diner-style chrome stools are bolted to the floor.
I haven't heard of it, but I like it. That goes for lots of the food.
The po' boys were especially confounding to Peter Sheehan, who's from the UK.
I'm still not entirely sure that I understand what it is, but the sort that I did try was nice. We're on this boat for another week or so. If anybody wants to make me a po' boy, a po' boy, that'd be great.
Jack is 23, but he's thin and wears braces, and the captain calls him Young Jack. He was raised by his grandparents.
I was really, really close to my grandmother, and that's who made me love cooking. We were like two peas in a pod. Wherever she went, I was. In 2016 is when she passed away. And then it was just me and my grandpa.
Jack became his grandpa's caretaker. He was working at a fried chicken place, too, when a friend told him he could make good money cooking offshore. So he signed up. The idea was to save enough money to pay for some help in taking care of his grandpa.
And then he passed away.
The day before Jack was supposed to leave for the ship.
It's not easy because I have some days when I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking and I make like a pot of spaghetti. That was me and my grandma's favorite thing to make.
He'd start choking up.
I'm just like, no, you have got to get the spaghetti out in time. Stop. So I'll kind of like suck it back all up, get it out, go in the cooler and just have like my moment and just like, okay, you're good to go.
When his shifts in the kitchen are over, Jack hangs out with the scientists in their labs or up on the bridge watching the ship break through ice.
Yeah, backing up to ram the ice. It's the most fun part.
This is a lot, being from the south. This is a lot to take in.
He's been learning about how much the glaciers here could cause sea levels to rise as they melt. And that's made him start to worry about his home in a way that he didn't used to, even after Hurricane Katrina slammed the city when he was a kid.
It was something that I thought about slightly when I was back home. I knew that the flooding would probably get worse. But then when I came down to the Antarctic and they were just like, okay, well, this is what's going on and this is what could possibly happen. I was just like, okay, this is a lot more than I knew.
While young people around the world were protesting and igniting a public conversation about climate change, Jack was having his own awakening thousands of miles away. He was in the ship's kitchen as we sailed along Thwaites, the glacier scientists came here to study.
And I looked out the window. I said, damn, those things are huge. And that was actually steak day.
Which meant grilling steaks outside, up on the helicopter deck.
When we walked out there, I just looked and I was just like, oh my God, we were surrounded by glaciers that were taller than the ship. And to think that eventually, maybe one day, all of these things will be gone. That's a lot of ice that has to melt, and that water has to go somewhere.
It made him think about home, and Mardi Gras, and French Creole.
Louisiana is like a huge melting pot, and to know that that may be all wiped away because of some glaciers melting that we may have contributed to, maybe, maybe not. It's like, damn, we gotta get it together.
Jack isn't totally convinced that climate change is man-made, even though that science is clear. But he does know it's happening. And by the end of the trip, home suddenly felt even more precious.
Yeah, it opens my eyes. It makes me appreciate it that much more.
The trip also opened his eyes to Antarctica. He wants to come back someday. But he says he'll always return to Louisiana. For The World, Carolyn Beeler.
Cooking dinner for 60 people is a true balancing act when the ship is being tossed by waves. Check out photos of Jack Gilmore in action in the ship's galley. That's on our Instagram feed. We're at PRI The World.